الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا سبحان ربك رب العزة أما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم If you look in the books of fiqh, when they talk about impurities, they mention two types. One is a najasa hukmi, and one is najasa haqiqi. Najasa haqiqi is physical impurity. So you can see it. You have some blood on you, your son, your daughter vomits. So that's physical impurity. And one is najasa hukmi. So this is an invisible impurity. That is a sin that essentially comes upon the soul. If you take the example of somebody who goes out on a rainy day and he plays football outside. So they're slopping all around the mud, they get covered, they come home. Nobody's going to say, oh, his heart is filthy. Just his body is filthy. So what does he do? He goes in the shower, he washes it off, everything is clean. So this is that physical impurity. This is hakiki najasa, that it can just be washed away. If there's dust on the table, just take a rag, you wipe it away and it's gone. But then there's a different type of impurity that gets into the root of something. So, for example, if somebody has termites in their house, right, now that's into the, you know, they go into the boards, into the floors, into everything. It's a much deeper, much more rooted type of impurity. And so for that, usually you have to clear out the house and they have to use the gas that goes in the holes, they put a special container in there, because it's eating away at the very base of what's there. You can't just take a rag, wipe it away, and now the termites are gone. It doesn't work like that. So take the example of an apple. Apple sits outside on the tree, maybe get some dirt on it, a little bit of dust on it, you just wipe it away with a cloth or some water, and it gets clean. When the apple goes rotten from the inside, you can't do that. Now if you want to get rid of that filth, you have to cut it away. Okay? So these are the two types of impurities that the ulama write about in the books of fiqh. Najasa haqiqi and najasa hukmi. If you were to leave a glass of milk out on a table for an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, what eventually happens to that milk? It starts to spoil. It starts to get a bad smell. It's no longer drinkable. It starts to curd up even. Right? So its asal, its inherent form changes. But if you take a glass of water and you leave it side by side with that milk on the table for 3 hours, 4 hours, 10 hours, even for 2 days, that water remains water. It doesn't change. It might get a little bit stale, it may not be the best tasting, but it's still water. Right? Whereas that milk, if you leave that for 2 days, then you can't even go near it. Right? Even the smell would cause somebody to gag. So what's the difference between these two things? And why can you leave one thing out for hours, days? I mean, look at sugar. People leave the sugar bowl out for how long? I mean, a week, 2 weeks, salt, pepper. We just leave it out. We don't worry about it. And then other things that go bad right away, meat and chicken and dairy, eggs, cheese, all of these things. So the reason is that in that milk are bacteria. And when you put that milk outside at room temperature, it allows those bacteria to grow. They begin to multiply, and they essentially take over the milk. And now it becomes more bacteria than it is milk. And why doesn't it happen to a glass of water? Why doesn't it happen to a bowl of sugar? They don't have those same bacteria within them. Those bacteria simply don't exist in there. They're free from those bacteria. So all of the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us from Alimul Amr, that he simply said kun fayakun, that he commanded and it is. So for example, our qalb, our spiritual heart, our ruh, our soul, the angels that he sent to sit upon us and to watch over us. All of these things are like that glass of water or like that bowl of sugar. They are free from the bacteria within it that grow and then ruin that thing. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us our heart. And if we just keep it properly, then it will remain pure inside and out. Just like that apple gets a little bit of dust on it and you can wipe it away. Small minor sins that we make, small mistakes that we make, are like that dust. And you can just say astaghfirullah and they get washed away, as if they were never there. But when we get into bigger sins, where we do minor sins continuously, over and over again, and we don't turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then just like that bacteria in the milk starts to grow, this is essentially infusing those bacteria, which are not native to the heart, they're not native to the soul, and we're basically sticking them inside of that thing. Now we have those bacteria in our heart. And now, just like that glass of milk, if you leave it out for 1 or 2 hours, they start to grow, they start to grow, they start to grow, and they start to take over. So this is the bacteria of sin that comes upon us. That we do things that we're not supposed to do, we disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we don't take heed to His call, to what He wants us to do, and we essentially inject into our heart bacteria that were never there. Now these bacteria are just like any other bacteria. And what do bacteria live to do? They live to grow and to multiply and to spread. Bacteria are happiest when they're simply all other bacteria around it. So when we do things that we're not supposed to do, then this gets into our heart and it grows and it grows. And at some point, just like you can't even call that glass of milk milk anymore, you can't even call the heart a heart anymore. The qalb, the spiritual heart. And this is why people say, oh, my heart is asleep. Well, if it was asleep, then when you heard the Quran, it would wake up. Right? When somebody shakes you, right, for Fajr, you would get up. When there's a loud noise, you would open your eyes. Yet none of that happens to our hearts. Right? None of that happens to our hearts. We hear the Quran day in, day out, it doesn't have an effect on us. We stand in the prayer day in, day out, it doesn't have an effect on us. So you really can't say that the heart is asleep. The better example is that you're in a coma. That our hearts are in a coma. Someone who's in a coma, you can make whatever noise you want, you can shake their hand, you can put something by the bed, you can introduce a smell into the room, you can stick needles in them, you can give them this medicine, you can put a tube down their throat, and they don't even realize what's happening. Until what happens? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts something in those people, which is why the doctors don't even know. Right? Sometimes they say, oh, he's going to be in a coma forever just to take him off life support. The next day he's up and about. Sometimes the doctors say, no, in the morning he should be fine. 3 years later that person is still in that coma. So we put our hearts in this state. We bring the sin upon us. Our hearts were totally pure. Not only were they pure, they were, you know, like these, in the foreign countries they have this irradiated milk. Right? The milk that you can keep, it's in a little box. And you can just keep it. You can keep it in your cupboard. 1 year, 2 years, 3 years. Nothing happens to it. It's totally fine. But the minute you pop the top on it, now it's like normal milk. It has to go in the fridge. It's only going to last a week. You leave it out, it's going to go bad. So what do they do to that milk that's in the box that it can sit on the shelf for 2 years? They irradiate it. They basically kill all the bacteria inside of it, so now nothing can grow. And the milk stays milk. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us an irradiated heart. He killed all the bacteria, and then He put up a little force field around the heart. And He said, you know, any little things you do, it's just going to be on the outside. It's just like wiping away the window. You know, get out the glass plus, you spray it, boom. As good as new. But we introduced this new thing, which is basically outright blatant disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that knocked out the invisible shield that was around our heart. And it's like popping the top on that milk. Now everything, all the bacteria, those bacteria weren't in the milk. They come from the air, they get into the milk, and now they grow. And then they take over. And in the same way, they take over. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us this protected, this irradiated heart, this irradiated soul. And even to a certain extent, He said, okay, a few bacteria here and there, no problem. Just say astaghfirullah, just turn back to me, just tell me that you messed up, and I'll take care of them for you. But we've gone beyond that situation. We've allowed so many things to come into our heart without taking any heed that our hearts are basically now in a coma. And no doctor can help you when you're in a coma. They do what they can, but honestly, they have no idea. They don't even understand. They don't even know, is that guy feeling pain? Is he not feeling pain? Can he hear us? Can he not hear us? So they say, you know, sometimes people react to family members coming. Why don't you bring everybody and maybe something will happen? Oh, sometimes they like to hear familiar things. Why don't you bring his favorite book? Why don't you play his favorite... They don't even know, so they just make up this list of things. They say sometimes this works, and sometimes that works, and sometimes this works. And so the ulama have to do the same thing. Because that person who's let his heart go so far from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's not in the hand of that scholar that he can reach in and he can fix it. So he says, you know, avoid sin, leave the things you were doing, ask Allah for forgiveness, ask Him after every prayer, ask Him in tahajjud, I don't know when your prayer is going to get answered, ask it this time, ask it that time, give some sadaqah, do something nice, do this dhikr, read Quran, do istighfar, do salawat, do muraqabah, wake up for they just basically give you everything. Right? Because they know that they have no control over this either. You had the control, we all had control when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first gave us that heart. And He irradiated it. And He said, even, you know what? Here's 13 years. Here's 12 years. Nothing is on you. Learn how to be in this world. Learn how to be in this world. Learn how to control your tongue. Learn how to limit your dunya. Learn how to respect your parents. Learn how to be, you know, a man. Learn how to be an insan. Learn how to be a human being. And we shun that. Even that 13-year respite, and then the minute, you know, the minute the sins can be on us, we have, boom, the angels are busy writing. So this is the position that the ulama then get put into, and the mashayikh get put into. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspires certain of our ulama, certain of our mashayikh, with things that generally will work on a person. Right? Generally these types of things will work on a person. And so He gave those to the ulama, and they're different things for different times. In the beginning days, it was just very, very strict mujahida. And this is what all the sahaba, this is what all of them did. They ate very little. They stayed up nights, hours on the musalla, after working days and days in the hot sun. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us all of these different things. And nobody can say for sure that your cure is in this and it's not in this. Or it's in this and it's not in this. And that's why, what do we say? Follow the sunnah and follow the sharia. Because whatever we have is within that. Whatever potential medicines that we have, they fall within the realm of the sharia and within the realm of the sunnah. And this is why you'll find people, you ask them, you know, what brought you closer to Islam? Everybody has their own story. For somebody it was, you know, this guy's speech. For somebody, it was this book that I read. For somebody, it was this, you know, iPod podcast that I downloaded. For somebody, it was, you know, I was just sitting there and I just realized my life was a mess. For some people, they get into an accident. For some people, somebody close to them passes away. Right? It's never the same for any two people when you look at their story. Everybody comes a different way. The only people that have the one same story are the righteous people from the beginning. So look at Imam Shafi'i. That he was giving fatwa on fasting before it was wajib on him to fast. Those guys' story is all the same. You know, from beginning to end, they just loved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Except for those people, everybody has their own way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought them back. But this is all from our original doing. That person who gets cancer, the doctors miraculously cure him and they go through the chemo and he's better. If he starts smoking again, he's going to get cancer again. If he keeps doing those things, then he's going to end up in that same situation. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us this pure heart. And He told us how to keep it. And he told us, even for the few things that come upon it, how you take care of it. But we've gone into gross negligence regarding it. And so those bacteria are inside. And if, as long as there's even one left, then it's going to just multiply and multiply. And you ask any scientist how quickly bacteria can multiply before you even realize it. I mean, that's why that milk can sit in the fridge for a week. It can sit for 10 days. That milk can sit in a box for 2 years. The minute you pop the top, now right away you got to put it in the fridge. Otherwise, that thing that sat for 2 years in an intact state, within 2 hours now, it's going to start going bad. So we have to be very, very careful about what we're introducing into our hearts, and we have to be very diligent about removing what's in the heart that we have. You know these big, giant redwood trees? Right? The ones the trunks are, so wide, and they're 100 years old, 200 years old. If they lose their source of water, or if you do something that can attack the roots, what happens? From the inside out, they begin to decay. So you could be walking along, and it looks like that same huge, giant redwood tree, but you try and climb up, and all of a sudden the branch breaks off, and this like dust comes out, because the inside is dead. And anybody can come now, and they can easily cut that thing down, because the roots, the asal, the main source of livelihood has been cut. Look at an apple. If you keep an apple too long, before it goes bad on the outside, it goes bad on the inside. Right? We've all had this. You cut it open, all of a sudden you see the inside is bad, and then you throw it away. The point is that our hearts go bad from the inside, and we don't realize it right away. Just like you don't realize that that apple might be bad. Just like you buy a watermelon, you cut it open, you realize it's not good on the inside. Just like that big redwood tree looks like the same thing that it was for the past 150 years. We just go a little bit inside, and it's dead on the inside. It's dead on the inside. And so unless you really pay heed and really focus on this, you don't even notice this decaying happening on the inside. And this is why every day, doesn't matter how good of a day you had, doesn't matter how bad of a day you had, doesn't matter now you're praying the Tahajjud regularly for 10 years straight, we still do Astaghfirullaha Rabbi min kulli dhanbin wa atubu ilayh. This will never end. Until you're in your grave dead, you will be saying this. And this is why the Prophet of Allah, he said, more than 70 times a day, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he used to ask Allah for forgiveness. And this is why one little bacteria, not that it could come on him, he was irradiated through and through until the end of time. This is what Allah did for the prophets. But the rest of us don't have that. Right? We had that in the beginning, that Allah gave us a pure heart, and He told us how to keep it, and we made a lot of mistakes along the way, and we turned our back on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now it's time to turn our backs the other way around. It's time to face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's time to face up to the mistakes that we've made. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from His servants. All He asks is that they turn to Him, that they feel some remorse, that they understand what a big atrocity that they've committed, and they just ask for forgiveness. And they say, Ya Allah, for everything that I did, Astaghfirullaha Rabbi min kulli dhanbin. From everything that I did, from every little bit of bacteria, You take that away. And then what do? Salawat afterwards. Salawat is the irradiation. It gives that level of protection. Because that heart that is alive with salawat, with Allahumma salli ala, that heart that is alive with Allah, 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 then how can it ever become sick again? Once that takes hold of it, it's a permanent radiation. And this is what happened to the Sahaba. The Sahaba also could make mistakes. They could also fall into small things. But they had that so firm in their heart that those things couldn't take hold. So they would make a mistake and they would ask for forgiveness and it would go away. And this is to this day what the ulama have and the mashayikh have. Obviously they're not at the level of the Sahaba and they're not even close. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts a certain protective seal around them. And as long as they stay away from the major sins, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala maintains that. And that's open to anybody. Anybody who makes a firm intention to move closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then all of the doors are open to him, that all of the bad be taken out, and it be replaced with good, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put a seal around them, just like He put a seal, khatamallahu ala kulubihim, that He put a seal on the disbelievers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can put a seal on the believers. And He protects them then from going into things that lead to sin. So we should all make a very firm intention. Whatever bacteria are within us, today we need to just get rid of them, because you will not realize how diseased the heart is until it's too late. You will not realize it until it's too late. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ